Thanks.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Unscripted Radio. It is Monday, July 30th. I hope you got your kids in bed because trust me, the next few words that come out of anyone's mouth on this show, you're not going to want them. This is your guilty pleasure. I'm Mike J, and of course I'm joined by the talented, charming, unflappable, silky, smooth thighs of weed you could just die for, Miss Ashley. And then of course the soon-to-be foster mama, who is signed up to take in the riffraff of Auburn, New York, for a modest Jeffrey Emmett is here as well. How are we doing tonight, folks?
Oh. Well, apparently we see that you took the St. John's ward.
Right.
No, honey, you mean the Zoloft. That's what it was. I crushed it up.
Is
I put it in ice cream. I snorted it. I rolled it. Oof.
I don't know, bitch. I personally thought maybe the doctor would bust out the lithium. I know they don't use that very often anymore, but I'm saying. Yeah.
We need you to do whatever you did more often because you sound like you're in a much better mood than this weekend.
Well, quite frankly, the sunburn on my dick finally healed so I could whack off. So all
oh!
Is-
my so, Jay put it
I'm not really sure how to recover from that.
So,
I think we need to have a swear jar because the day I said we're going to practice not saying so many bad words, we all have said the most. I should have said cuss, 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 and then we would have been like quiet. We would have been good little
yeah, you should have used reverse psychology and been like, let's cuss as all we can now and get it out before the reality show so that it's not just beep, 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 beep.
Well, I change it up. Let's say all the bad words we can so that we're acting okay on the reality show.
All right.
I got it. I'm just going to pretend there's little children around.
Right. I think either way we're going to be misbehaved on the reality show. I think it's safe to say.
I know for everybody that's just tuning in, you've noticed on Karen's page, Katrina's page, yeah, my page, the radio show page, that we are doing another Indiegogo campaign. It's only for 10 days. We put our goal at 600 so that if we hit that, we don't have to pay all the crazy fees, but we definitely could use more. So please reach into your wallets and help us out. It's the last hurrah, and we definitely want to make this show amazing so that it gets picked up. So please spare $10, spare $20. There is some prizes. The prices are way different than they were the last time. Same kind of stuff, just different prices. And a little more expensive because it's getting down to the wire. And if you want to be in the show, you can, but you got to pay.
Yeah, and I mean, the reality is we're so close to having all the money together. So your donations are valuable. And this week you're going to hear from a lot of our unscripted reality friends, you know, because this is also their guilty pleasure. And they're going to be asking you to donate. So help rally the troops. Tell all your friends. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's, well, I would love it to be $1,000. We can always go over budget, so we need some cushion. Cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, believe me, every penny will be used. Even if we do end up over budget, trust me, I'm sure there will be something that we haven't accounted for, like, damages to a certain property. we may have to pay for. So.
Let's rephrase that. Damages Mike might have to pay for, because if anybody's causing damages, it's going to be Miguel over here.
Maybe we need to take out a renter's insurance policy just for the month.
Oh, does that mean we can get extra money?
No, but it means if anything happens, then we're insured. It's a thought. I'm just saying, Michael J., who works for Geico.
Oh,
the
Lord,
best
listen.
Insurance company in the whole wide world.
I don't work for them. Shush.
My bad.
State Farm.
State Farm. I'm confused. My bad.
Yeah. Karen, let me count the ways.
Like a good neighbor, bitch. Okay. Well, you know, listen, being in the industry working for Miss Flo over at Progressive, we do have a certain thing called special event insurance that I may look into. So we'll look into that and keep you posted. But yes, we do want to make sure that we're fully insured and that our crew is fully covered should someone fall in a pothole or something. I'm just saying.
Right, because someone will fall in a pothole. You never know.
I mean,
frankly, and we really do need the extra money because I guarantee one of us is going to have to get bailed out of jail by the end of this. So please go and donate. The link has changed. It's indiegogo.com/unscriptedreality. The link is up on our website or on our Facebook page. It's on Twitter. It's on Karen's fan page. It's on her other fan page. It's on Katrina's fan page. It's all over our Twitters. So please go and just, you know, $10. Not asking much, just $10. And if you can get a friend to donate $10, that's 20. And then if we can get another friend to donate $5, you know, it just adds up. So please, anything. No, it's too small. And if you don't have a credit card but you got a check, baby, mail me a check. I will give you my address. Inbox me on Facebook.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think as much as I love...
I'm coming after you. I got a lawyer on retainer. I'm just saying.
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's a $20 return check fee in accordance with the New York State Attorney General's office. Anyway, you know, as much as I love to beg people for money, they will donate. I know that they will. My heart and my faith is out there to them. I've been putting out some good karma vibes. So, Miss Karma, you better fucking return or I will cut your fucking balls off. Anyway, right, we weren't supposed to swear. My bad.
That's $5 for the swear jar.
Listen, I keep it up. I'm not going to be able to pay for the house.
Right.
So you guys know we went whale watching or tried to go whale watching this weekend.
Ooh, wow.
The whales, the whales did not come out and play. But luckily there was a certain other something I was able to stare at, sort of daydream about for 5.5 hours when I was stuck on a frickin' boat. His photo is on my Facebook page and on my Twitter, so feel free to take a look. Although I'm pretty sure...
You are going to go to jail.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got busted taking his photo. Because if you go look at it, you can kind of tell he's like looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Kind of creepy.
You are like stalker. You are stalker all the time.
Listen. Be that time of the month again. Damn.
At least you got no shame in your game. That's a good thing.
I have zero shame in my.
You're right. It's like I am who I am. I'm gonna take your picture whether you want me to or not, and I'm gonna look at you whether like it or not.
Jill and I have already. I told her if she needed me to, I would kick her $50 so that she could grab an extra off the Warner Brothers lot and haul his ass out to the house for a couple hours on Friday night, so that I can get my business on in front of the camera, and then we'll send him on his way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay with that, surprisingly enough.
Oh, I'm going to start going to church.
That is funny.
Just saying.
What was I going to say? Guys! Have you been watching the Olympics? I am, addicted to the Olympics right now. Like, every waking moment I can get to the TV, I'm watching.
You know, it's stuff. I mean, like, even if you're not in the sports, like, just the whole, like, competition of it, I think is absolutely amazing. And I did not know that there was that many countries in the whole world that, like, participated in this thing. You know?
Right.
It's insane.
Are you guys, you have that headset on again? The one that backs up?
No, I'm in the regular Skype.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, I know. If you're, even if you're not into, I know, because it sounded like really low, like I could barely hear you, Mike. But you're absolutely right. If even if you're not into sports, it's something that's so fascinating to me, the sheer drama of it all. Like, everyone has been up in arms. Like, you know, it's like the world champion gymnast last night. She was competing. She messed up on every rotation. Her nerves, it's like the nerves get to them. It's like if you can master staying calm and cool and collected and do what you practice for the last 4 years every day for 80 hours a day, like, they practice so much. And they get there and get nervous, and they just blow it. Like, it's that one moment, right? So this girl is supposed to be the leader. She doesn't even make the all-around competition. And she breaks down, like, to the point where they go to commercial and are like, okay, we can't talk to her. We're going to give her a minute to, like, you know, get herself together, and then we'll talk to her. And she could not get it together. Like, it was so devastating to her. Now, mind you, she's still going to compete in the, you know, individual competition. She's still going to compete in, like, the group competition. She still has opportunity to win medals. But she was so, like, devastated. She couldn't even, like, get the words out of her mouth. Like, she kept trying to walk away, and her coaches were like, no, bitch, you have to talk to the cameras. This is what you do. Everybody who's lost has to talk to the camera. But it was, like, young and the rest of us, because, you know, all those girls, they look like they're 10, so you felt so horrible for her, because she's, like, this little bitty person and, like, has all these muscles. And she's just, like, horrible. She's just, like, completely broken, and they're like, what is she going to do on the next round of competition? Like, she needs to pull it together. She's the leader of the team. What the heck?
I know. She's like, it makes you wonder, like, some of these folks may be physically prepared for it, but mentally and emotionally, they're not there, you know?
Right.
And I think that's maybe something that's, like, lost in maybe their Olympic training.
Right.
I mean, I'm not putting anyone's team down or coach down or nobody. I don't know. I'm not training for the Olympics. I never have, never will.
Right.
I ain't that, you know, talented enough.
Close, but, right?
You know, I mean, maybe if they, you know, had a masturbating contest, I'd enter that, but just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Too
Mike
soon?
Jay has
too
taken
soon?
Ecstasy that he is, like, he is on one.
Wow.
Hold up. But this is the thing. This, on the flip side of it, this is how it's like Young and the Restless. On the flip side, the girl who was like the underdog, no one counted.
Yeah.
They were not counting on her. She's a great gymnast. Yeah, she made the Olympic team. But she was probably the bottom of the totem pole. She is the second person who's going to compete in the all-around. Like, it was like shocking. Her parents were like looking. They were like, after she did a routine, like, her mom is just crying and just so happy for her, and they're just, like, waiting and waiting and waiting. And the minute they posted her score and realized that she gets to advance, and only two of the girls got to compete in all-around, which one of them I absolutely love. Her name is Gabby. She's an African-American girl, and just, oh, my God, doing, I mean, it's just, like, amazing to see that. She's inspiration to me. But anyways, the second girl, like, her parents flipped out, and it's like, they talk to her, like, the reporters are like, you're the underdog. Was this your kind of, you know, strategy to be the underdog and then come back and, like, you know, basically sneak in? And she was like, no, I've trained for this my whole life. This is what I've always wanted to do, with be an Olympian.
Wow.
And, like, you know, she's, like, on the flip side, so happy and crying and just, like, so, like, tears of joy as opposed to tears of defeat. And she's like, and then you realize, like, it's all will. It's all sheer will and heart. And it doesn't matter if you go in as the person no one even knows. Like, no one knew her name. And now tonight, everyone knows who she is because she did it, you know. And they haven't even won medals, but they get to compete. Like, they basically, it's like they compete to see who are the two top two are going to compete against, you know, the other top two of the other countries. But amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, I can go on and on about the Olympics.
Well, you know, this, you bring up a good point, though. Like, who, I don't know, like, who when they're, like, 5 years old, 7 years old, you know, when you're being asked in school, like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I cannot even imagine, like, I want to be an Olympian. Like, I mean, come on, look. When Jeff and I were in elementary school, And yes, that's an elementary.
Elementary, dear Watson, elementary.
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 Come on, when I was writing those reports, I mean, I wanted to be Ricky Lake. Mama wanted to be Rosie O'Donnell. Karen, what did you want to be, you know?
I wanted to be Michael Jackson.
Oh, Lord. What is this? This is like...
Well, you were kind of there. Power Ranger,
yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Well, I
knew.
This is what I do. I saw Michael Jackson on TV, and that's where I wanted to be. If it was singing, dancing, acting, I didn't care. I just was like, I want to dance like that. I want to perform like that. I want to be rich like that. Like, it was all like, so I didn't physically want to be him, obviously, but like, I wanted to be a performer. And he was the person who, like, when I saw Thriller, I was done. I was like, what the heck? And then when I saw him as a child, like, of course I saw Thriller first. I was exposed to, you know, Michael, like, in his heyday. But then when I saw Michael when he was, like, 10 and he was or 8 and he was, you know, the Jackson 5, I was like, oh, my gosh, little kids can be famous. Little kids, like, I didn't know that you could be that little and you could do those things. And I was like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I don't care how, when, what, where. This is what I'm going to do. And then when I auditioned for Power Rangers, I danced to Michael Jackson.
So you always pretty much knew that you wanted to be a performer, and look at you. I mean, you went and you did that. I mean, in all seriousness, like, okay, because I'm getting some comments from the chat room that apparently this is officially the gayest show ever.
Right, because you guys wanted to be Rosie and wanted to be Ricky, and I made it better to be Michael.
I'll lay this out there. I think earliest profession that I can remember as far back as being a kid that I wanted to be, I actually wanted to be an architect, believe it or not.
You could draw like a SOB. Like, you really could draw buildings. You were really good at it.
I always wanted, and I did like a lot of, I built a lot of things with Legos. But then as it turns out.
And dollhouses.
And miniature homes. You got to make it sound so gay when you call it dollhouses.
A dollhouse, yeah.
You are the gayest person I know.
I was a master Legoist myself, Mike Jay, I must say.
I used to build.
We probably would have gotten along because I would have played with the dollhouse you made, and I would have Legoed you to death with the
Legos. Well, if you don't drive me nuts.
I want to be a Lego enthusiast as an adult.
Yeah.
Like,
you guys,
know the crazy cat lady there? She's she would buy, like, $600 Lego sets that are, like, the Starship Enterprise or, like, you know, just, I mean, you name it, this bitch has it. And she wanted to take the attic and kind of make it like a Lego room. And I've actually been waiting for a couple of years to go do that because I think it'd be a riot to go sit up there and build all that stuff out of Legos, like, as an adult. Oof.
Go ahead.
You know what you got to do? I wish we had more time. Like, I really wish we had time, but it's like our packed-filled week of filming. There's just absolutely no time. But you know Legoland is in San Diego, which is only 2 hours away, and everything you can imagine is made out of Legos.
Right.
Like,
well, here's the thing. You know, my girlfriend that didn't make it to the wedding, the hairdresser, she wants to meet up and go to Legoland with her son.
Oh, I wish.
So... we need to find a day. Like, so that's why you need to send us more money so we can afford to shoot on location at Legoland.
Right.
Help make Karen, Ashley, and Jeffrey and Mike's dream come true. We want to go to Legoland.
Oh, listen, I don't think I could afford to go in that store or afford to ship the amount of stuff back. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the kits that people got me. Like, I loved building them and stuff. But to me, the fun part about Legos was, like, I would, like, this is the whole architect thing. I would draw up, like, layouts and plans, and then I would build it. I had, like, the road pieces, the gray road pieces, the bases, and then, like, I would build whole little towns. Like, I have a car wash, a little gas station. I have some apartment buildings. I have a rich people house. It was insane. I would fill up the entire dining room table. It was nuts. And then, of course, you know, I wanted to always kill Jeff because, you know, we would build these things and then we have the miniature homes and, like, we build them and then set them up. And then this hassle was all of a sudden, like, earthquake! And then it's like,
Jeffrey.
What the fuck?
Well, because I like the whole, because, like, you know, we always had things that we'd like playing. We'd make movies and, like, whatever. Like, there's this whole movie we have in the one miniature home. Where there, I think there was a tornado, and it, like, was set up, like, with Cereal Lane. Like, it was kind of funny. And, like, we'd have a tornado or earthquake, and they'd get blown away, and then we'd have to set the houses back up. I don't know. It was just different shit to do.
You'd be banished from my house, because if you messed up my Lego building, I would be like,
well,
oh,
because
hell no.
I liked rebuilding them.
Okay.
Like, it's not like you just destroy it and leave it. You got to rebuild it and make it better.
Oh, my God, and I'm wondering, like,
did you ever play that
game?
What was it, The Sims, where you could build the houses?
Oh, I love
that.
It
looked like crack.
Listen, you know I had all the cheat codes for that because I didn't give a crap
right?
about the people. I would build
right.
these massive houses, and I'd be like, I haven't put in, like, the control, shift, C, copy, ampersand money
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, you could get all the money.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I used to do that, too. And, like, I mean, there's probably a good 3 months out of my life where that's all I did.
Right.
I worked and played The Sims just to build the houses. And then once the houses were built, I'd try to constantly set shit on fire and kill people.
I used to drown them in the pool.
I've got a destruction thing. If they ever come out with The Sims where they have hurricanes and tornadoes, that would be, I'd be in heaven.
Sim City.
Yeah.
Sim City has those. You
can really?
Yes. If you build the city... You can't, like, design the individual buildings, but you basically lay out the entire city and all the blocks and stuff. And then there's God mode, which would be perfect for you, Mama, because you can send in disasters like hurricanes, lightning storms, tornadoes, aliens, volcanoes. Yeah.
Oh, I need to go get this. If somebody's got a bootleg copy, feel free to mail it to me. I'm just saying.
Please help them out. Help them mom out.
Well, I went and bought like The Sims 2 or something. I don't know, but like the cheat codes didn't work the same, and I don't know. I just got annoyed. And the people always had to go to work, and they never did what I wanted to. But I love the fact that you can make gay couples, and you can make anybody have sex. Like that was always such a hoot to me. But then they get mad because I'd forget to bathe them, or I'd forget to feed them, and oh, they had too much attitude.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, no, let's see. Johnny just told me that SimCity is getting a reboot. I was very excited about that, but let me tell you, I'm very pissed off at Electronic Arts because they don't make stuff for the Mac platform. Who knew that none of this stuff like gamers? If you're a gamer, apparently you're not supposed to own a Mac. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but who would have figured? They don't make this.
Yeah, see, Mac owners are filmmakers and musicians. I just think it's a way to make people buy more computers.
Yeah.
Which is lame. Like, you should be able to buy a computer. It should last you 5 years at least, which they don't. And then it should be able to talk to other computers and games. And they cost too much. They should be able to do it all at this point.
Well, I did find out with the Mac, I can actually, apparently, I'm going to get geek speak on you guys here, partition my hard drive and install Windows 7 on part of it. And then when I turn on my Mac, I can choose to either boot the Mac or I can boot Windows. And then there's this other program that'll apparently allow Windows to run while my Mac OS is running. And...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very weird, but it's sort of above my head. I mean, I just finally figured out how to upgrade this thing to OS X Mountain Lion, whatever that new one is. You know, I'm a little mad about – well, I don't know. Let me ask you guys how you feel about this. Like, when Windows rolls out a new thing, God knows it's every 5 years, and they completely overhaul the whole thing, you have to pay, like, $200 to get the next markup. Well, Apple, I upgraded to OS X Mountain Lion from – regular Lion, I guess. And it was
what?
Only 16... What? What?
I'm just confused.
Oh. Well, anyway,
regular Lion,
yeah, you're
Lion.
I upgraded my thing, and it was only $19.99. How do you feel about that?
I think that's great. It sounds cheap. I just know how to use iTunes, and I know how to use, that's about it.
I just learned on Friday how to use iTunes. I've never had an iPod. I can't work one, but I'm getting there. And I had iTunes on my phone, and I wanted to download a song because I know this is horrible. You're going to be so disappointed in me. But so on Fridays in downtown Auburn, we have the religious folk that go and hold up signs and yell that we're all going to hell, we're going to die, and Jesus needs to save us, like the crazy religious ones, you know?
Oh, we love those people.
So I tend to have to always play the gayest, loudest, most obnoxious song, roll all the windows down. And if I'm not driving, I always whip my foot up out the door and ask them if they like my toenails because they're painted black.
Right.
Or blow them kisses, you know, the guys. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I just have to be obnoxious. And I downloaded me some Britney Spears and it was playing it. We, like, drove by this one guy and he's yelling, the gays are going to hell or whatever. And I was like, it was like the part where, if I say I want your body now or something, would you hold it against me? And the look on the guy's face, and then I just blew him a little kiss. I mean, I thought he was going to throw up right then and there. It really was beautiful.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's all funny. God.
Well, I'm saying, if you're just going to sit on the corner with Jesus signs telling me I'm going to go to hell, I'm just going to give it right back at you.
Oh, somebody's here.
Uh-oh. I think we're in
Hello?
Trouble.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Your favorite drag queen.
Madison.
How are you, darling?
I am wonderful, Miss Madison. How are you?
I am doing fag-taculous, and let me just tell you, Jesus is inside of me.
That's good.
Now, be careful now. You know, Miss Karen is a very devout Christian.
Just saying, Jesus is inside of me. That's all I'm saying. I am not saying it sexually. Y'all take it sexually. It is not my fault.
Man, it's just like, let me backpedal.
You know what? Lick it.
Yeah.
I just want to know, Jeffrey, because I've seen your car. You lifting your leg out your window. Can we get a photograph of that?
No, I don't do it in my car. I have the, what do you mean, the Beetle?
Yeah, I really don't see you being that flexible to stick your, you know, painted toenails out the window.
No, I do it in little Shan's truck, you know, her SUV thing she's got there.
Oh, okay, because I was more worried that, like, you're in this little Beetle driving downtown Auburn, New York, you know, swerving all over the road because you're getting your big, you know.
No, it's true. No, I could do it, though. I've done it. I've actually done it while I was driving. I lifted my one leg up and put it at the window. I was like, do you like my nails?
And they ain't looking at your nails. They're looking at the fact that this Beetle's, like, bugging all over the road.
Oh, well, the one night we had the Beetle, and I was like, do you like my fag bug? I'm horrible. Like, I just can't help it. Like, and then I'll drive by multiple times so that I hit each corner because I don't want any of them to feel left out.
Well, you remember the days that Christina and all of us used to go down there with our signs? And I used to, like, put on, like, oh, it was the most god-awful, like, makeup. I had garage doors going on, and I had, like, a red velvet hat and a boa, and I would just dance in front of them, and we would just be like, you know, hey, we're here, we're queer, get used to it. Yeah, that's the only thing in my ass I'll ever do. But even still, we used to dance in front of them all the time. One of them was really cute. I'm not kidding.
That's
so
funny.
So Miss Karen, so I hear you'll be making a trip out this way.
I am. We're just trying to figure out my schedule, and we should, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. It's just a matter of scheduling, so sometimes it's just a little crazy for me. But absolutely, I'm very excited to attend your benefit, and I've had several people be affected in my family and in my life by cancer, so it's an honor for me to do that. And I'm excited. I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait to meet you, and let me just tell you, I'm going to be sticking a microphone in your hand, and we're going to have a field day.
I know. I'm supposed to do a song with Jeffrey. It's going to be great. It's going to be a hoot. I honestly can't wait. I just can't imagine how much more fun I could have.
I think, Karen, you and I should do that song, Put It In My Mouth, but of course I'll be the girl and you could be the boy.
We have to be semi-respectful. Granted, normally Put It In My Mouth normally doesn't bother me, especially me. Y'all know that one. I'm like the grade A Hoover divine. But even still, although I'm really thankful for getting Miss Whoopi Cushon back out.
Oh, Whoopi Cushon, I love that name. Like, drag queens have the best names.
He's talking about me, right?
You're Whoopi Cushon? That's what you're
doing?
Yeah,
yeah, okay, because here's the thing. It started out as my drag mom was the owner of the club because I was the spoiled little bitch of the bar, and his name was Francesca Snatch. So I got suckered into doing, they begged me to, help out somebody who was short. They were doing a group number for a pageant. I was, horrified, whatever, and I was called Bobby Lynn Snatch, and then it changed to Angie Lou. So I'm like, I hate these names. So he's like, well, who's your favorite actress? And I'm like, Whoopi Goldberg. He's like, okay, what's your first street? And we got nothing. So then he's like, well, we'll say Cushion. I'm like, I am not going to be Whoopi Cushion. And he's like, it's Cushion. It's French. So it was Whoopi Cushion, whatever. But then, towards the end, Cushion got dropped, and it was just Whoopi.
That's because everybody is making Whoopi. Right?
It was a little ridiculous. I'd be running across the streets in Syracuse, or I'd be at the mall, and all of a sudden I hear, whoop! Yo, Whoopi! Whoop! Whoop! Mayor! What the? I'm with my mom trying to buy Christmas shit, and somebody's like, Whoopi! I'm like, really?
Oh, hush up. You used to love that shit. Run around that bar like a little diva, the diva that you are. And let me just tell you, I was just talking to somebody because they were all giving me crap because this is my retirement show and everything like that. They were like, wait, who's Whoopi Cushon? And I was like, do you understand? Whoopi Cushon was the bitch on stage that I used to hear how she was she was like a southern black woman trapped in a white gay man's body. And that is part of me and Della Reese and Whoopi Cushon are all mixed in together to make Madison Devine.
Right.
I love that would be a dream, is to meet Della Reese. Oh my God. I will walk down the road, heavy burden.
You just have to go to church. You know she's a preacher. So she.
I know. You know what though? Honestly, I would probably not be able to speak. I would not have words. I'd probably just get to my knees and bow.
I talked to her personal assistant back in, 10th grade because I tracked her down. I was one of those stalker people. I called all the way from the studio.
You have a lot in common with Mike J.
What was that?
You have a lot in common with Mike J.
Oh, I do. I have no problem with that. I stalk Donkey, too.
We know that.
And I'm telling you, I think I should get, a do-over, seeing the fact I couldn't get it before the wedding. Now, since it's my retirement, I'll be sniffing that out if he gets his ass out to the benefit.
I know, right? He's supposed to come, right? Mike, aren't you supposed to come to the benefit?
I have to see how much vacation time I have at that point, yeah.
Okay.
It's on a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, and I promise you'll come. To the benefit.
Oh, God.
You are so nasty, bitch. Sometimes you just got so less is more, bitch. Less is more.
I know. And the best part is there was a little bit of silence and then everybody got it.
I know. It took us a second. We were delayed reaction.
Well, that's a lot to take in. The comment.
Yeah.
Anyways. But, yeah, no, we've got a whole show planned out, and I'm waiting on a couple of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
there might be some big things happening. And I will tell you this, Karen, the reaction from the bar this past Thursday, because I kind of alluded to the fact you were coming, and I actually had somebody come running up to me going, wait, are you saying Karen Ashley? And I was like, yes. And they were like, she's coming to the benefit. Like, I literally thought somebody was going to piddle themselves in the middle of the bar.
Well, Madison, I think you need to do a video. You need to go out to the bar, and your number needs to be by crush. You need to find two girls to do it with you, and you need to do everybody get together, and you need to put it up on YouTube and tag Miss Karen Ashley in it so she can see you at your finest. I think that's what you need to do. I think that actually should be a stipulation of Miss Ashley coming to the benefit, that has to be up on Facebook before she commits to coming.
Well, wait a second here. We're the ones putting her out here. Why are there more stipulations?
Oh, boy.
You know how I like to do.
Jeffrey, and you know Jeffrey always makes up stipulations as he goes.
What are you talking about? I already got her rider, and it says that like she wants like 16 green M&Ms and 4 blue ones, and, you know, she told me to pick all the yellow M&Ms out because she got something against yellow, which I don't get that.
Right. Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, listen, Miss Ashley is a kinky freak in the bedroom, but you ask her to partake in a golden shower, forget it, she's out.
Mm-mm. Oh,
by the way, Miss Karen, I will say this.
Yes.
I did get my hands on some yellow spandex.
Oh, it's not happening.
I told you, fool, that's not going to happen.
It's never happening.
Damn it.
But, hey, I
you
don't
know
what? The time.
Don't be surprised when I hand out, like, a bunch of, like, masks with on popsicle sticks of the yellow Power Ranger mask. And the minute you come out, is nothing but yellow Power Ranger.
That's okay. I can deal with that. As long as I'm not wearing spandex.
Okay. You just need to find somebody about her type and body build. Put them in the costume. Have her go on stage and say it's morphing time. Have her back away and then have the stunt double come out. And there you go. Everybody will think it's her just like they did on the show. Just saying.
Yeah, actually,
but you know what? It's like 9:37. We're running a little late here. And isn't it time for a prime time update?
It sure is.
Maybe if you give me another 10 minutes, we'll have one.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you kidding?
By the way, the stripper still is on. If you bring the helmet, he'll just wear that for you.
Perfect.
Oh, Lord. All right, well.
And actually, I just had another stripper come up to me. He was the one that came running up looking like he was going to pee himself. He was like, wait, what? And this is a straight boy. Both of them are straight boys.
Mm-hmm.
So... And they got hot bodies. So it's all on you, girl. I set you up, and that's about it.
Oh. Well, I appreciate you lining them up for me, but I'm spoken for, but I can't wait to take pictures with them.
Come on, Madison. Don't you know me and Karen are the ones that got in-house pinochle? Like, We're set.
Okay, but still, we can just make them think of something. I mean, the same thing with Kat, you know? Like, seriously, my phone was blowing up for, like, 24 hours. As soon as I post one picture of her, they're all like, ooh, you think?
That bitch must have got herself involved in some bad kitty litter because I'm not really sure where she's located.
Right. We got a search team. We got a search team looking for her now.
Everybody go look in the clubs. You all know where she is.
I was just going to say.
All the listeners, go to the pool party and snatch up Kat and make her called into the show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she's wearing that T-shirt that says, you know, if you can read this, put me back on my bar stool.
I want one.
I know.
Can somebody get me one of those? I kind of need it in my life.
Oh,
I wonder if we can get one made into a bikini for her. Because I feel like that would be perfect.
She would love it. She'd wear it every day of her life if we did that.
Although that would be the first time I would ever see like boobies used as a kickstand to kind of keep you sitting upright. Just her, you know, her head and her two boobs sitting on the floor.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Although I feel like Dale would really enjoy that position.
That's funny.
Where'd Jeffrey go?
Jeffy?
I'm right here. You were talking, bitch.
Well, that's never stopped you from talking over me before.
Well, I'm trying to look up stuff for the beach because apparently I have to do a prime time update.
Well, you know what? You do that. We're going to do a prime time tech update. Hold on. All right, so we're going to switch it up a little bit while Freshie's looking up some news for us. I have Toku on the line, and we're going to do a tech update. So, Toku, what's your tech update?
Actually, it's something for you, man. Something special for you.
I like special.
Okay, you say you hate not being able to game on your Mac?
I do.
Well, there is a program out there that you can buy. It's like 10, 15, maybe... It's somewhere in the range of $15 to $30. Don't quote me, though. I haven't looked at it in a long time. But it's called Crossover Games. They have a program both for Linux boxes and Macintosh boxes. It is essentially where, using this program, it loads the Windows API that is necessary to run the game.
Hey, does this stuff come with a rope? So I can go hang my fucking self? I mean, what the hell?
No, I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah, I'm trying to help.
But yeah, if you go search Crossover Games, it's by a company, as I remember, named Codeweavers. And if you're running Mac, if you're running Linux, it gives you the ability to play Windows games.
Very nice. I will have to look this up. So, because I was devastated. Like, none of these games are available for the Mac. I'm like, who knew? I didn't realize they still had this problem 10 years later. I know back in the day you couldn't get shit for a Mac, but, you know, I thought it was improved now.
Actually, there is one game right now. If you went to the store, you could buy it, and it would be 100% legit, and it would have a Linux client. Diablo 3.
Y'all right, Mama? You sound like you're just passing a kidney stone.
Mama just went into a coma.
I did a little bit.
No, I just wanted to let you know that, Mike, and anyone else that has a Mac, hint, hint, cat.
Listen, we're lucky that girl even knows how to turn on her damn Mac. We'll start talking to her about APIs and drivers and card buses. It ain't gonna happen.
All she has to know is buy program, use Windows program.
Yeah. Look for the little sticker that says made for a Mac and you're good.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
But yeah, there's an option for you, so.
Well, I do appreciate that. Thank you for your tech update. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Thanks, Joseph.
See ya. Thanks, fool. I'm going to go get a rope after this, but thanks.
All right. Mama, what we got from CBS News?
My computer is, like, not really working with me these days. I'm not sure what the problem is. It was after the last time Mike was here. He may have been watching porn.
I might have got something in between the keys.
Ew! That's your butt.
But something I did find was that in California, in Valley Joe, where the hell's that, Karen?
Amy Joe?
What is?
Valley Joe, California?
Vallejo.
Sure, that too. So in Valley Joe, apparently at the, what's it called there? The Six Flags, their new Superman Ultimate Flight Coaster, had a little problem. And it, people got stuck for like 2 hours on this bitch.
Okay.
They're about 150 feet above the ground. And they don't really know what happened.
Oh, no. That's
Listen,
scary.
Mama, honey, you know Ann Curry. Step your game up.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, here's my thing with this. It's because it wasn't all that long ago where there was another Superman ride at a Six Flags that had a big issue where I think somebody got killed.
Mm.
There was the vet or whatever. Do you remember? It was when we first started the show, we talked about it. I don't think he had any legs, and he fell out the sea.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's horrible, but, like, I mean, you know, I'm not sure that if you don't have legs, like, what's going to hold you in? But he, like, fell out, and I believe he died. But everybody was like, it's cool. Like, his parents were like, he died doing what he wanted to do, so more power to him.
Wait,
I'm like, well...
Oh,
hey.
My God.
How did they let him on the ride? I mean, isn't there, like, a thing by that safety sign, you know, that says if you got back pain or chest pains or heart pains
or
diabetic?
Saying, you would think if you're pregnant, you got back pain, you got heart problems, you can't ride that ride. You ain't got no legs? Well, we'll give it a try and see what happens. Well, apparently it doesn't work out.
Didn't the staff, like, the people?
A weight restriction. I mean, there's a height restriction.
Yeah.
So you
How
can't
you
even.
Maybe he had really long nubs.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying maybe he's had a long leg. Like, I mean, I've got a longer torso and short legs. Maybe he had really long legs.
No, wait, maybe he had, like, plastic legs, and he walked up and no one noticed, and then when he got in, he, like, popped them off and tossed them aside.
Oh, you know, that could be. I don't remember the article. If he had, like, the artificial, you know, the little bent back paperclip legs.
Can you imagine you on that roller coaster or you're standing in line?
It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be all right, baby. It's going to be all right. This is, I'm
all of a sudden, you're standing in line and you see this guy with no leg, just his little nubs go shooting out of the side of that roller coaster. His little nubs are flapping in the breeze. Whee!
Oh.
They look like a fucking rocket ship.
Oh, no. You guys are
okay, come on. Because tell me you, behind closed doors, didn't giggle a little when you heard about a man with no legs falling off a roller coaster and then his mother getting on the news program saying, it's okay, really, like he died happy. I'm
well,
not sure why he was screaming 150 feet to his death, he was dying happy. I'm
not
saying, like he only got halfway around the loop. He didn't even get around one hole. What?
I'm coming at you because you're making it sound funny, but that's not a good thing. So, like,
come
I'm
on, you've got to laugh at this kind of shit. And I'm sure if I lost my legs and I died on a roller coaster, I would want y'all to laugh.
Well,
I mean, if they find me dead naked in a tub of ice cream and a bathtub full of ice cream, I expect you to laugh about this. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. If I choked to death on a chicken bone, feel free to laugh at my expense.
Karen, apparently this is a common occurrence, whether you're with legs or without legs, because we've got a couple people in the chat room are saying that they almost fell out of the log flume. So,
oh, my God.
The log ride. Oh, my gosh. The log ride is for the devil. Like, that thing should be banned. Because when I was skinny, no, it's the truth. When I got skinny, I think I was at Darien Lake or, you know, it was the Six Flags or whatever. I think it had to have been my father. And I want to say my father and somebody else was in the front seat. I'm not sure how they squeezed in, but I had lost weight. So I was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to go down the hill, all the weight in the front end of it. And I'm, you know, skinny now. And I had to hold on for dear life because I thought I was coming out that seat. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I was lifting up. Like, I had to, like, grab on and hold because I thought I was flying out of that bitch. And I would have been mad as shit. That would have been so embarrassing. And that water is green.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty. I hate that you get splashed with that dirty water.
Yeah, I'm not, no. That's why I don't do rides. And I almost want to say that the one out here, Mike, it's not Six Flags anymore, but it was. I want to say that there was a problem with the Superman ride out here, too. I don't know if it's just something with that particular ride that they just seem to have problems with it.
You know, it could. I mean, maybe it's just the particular design of that roller coaster, but I don't know.
Well, remember the one kid, like, lost his hat and he got decapitated?
What?
Some kid, like, climbed over a fence to go get his hat because it blew in, and it was, again, the Superman ride, and his head got knocked off.
Well, that's why you shouldn't stick your head in front of a roller coaster track.
Exactly. And there are probably big gates and signs that say, do not enter, you know, for, you know, it's like, yeah, dummy.
Well, it's like, you know, Michael and I had, Mike, did you ever have Bev as your bus driver?
Who?
Remember, I don't know, she was a bus driver around town. Everybody knew who she was. Bev, I think, was her name. She's an older lady, but she was real cool, but she didn't take no nonsense. And she had the big Sally Jesse glasses, you know, and the makes up, and she'd get up on there, and you were like a little kid in elementary school, and you're doing a bus drill, and this bitch talking about, you stick your head out the window, you're going to lose your head.
Oh, Lord, I
and
remember,
we're all like
yeah.
in like,
yeah.
kindergarten, like, what? She's like, this girl, she was trying to say bye to her girlfriend, put her head out the window, and boom, it came off. That was all she brought. Her head was rolling down the street. I mean, who says that to little kids? Nothing?
Yeah.
Nobody?
I think Miss Ashley's in shock. No, I think she was trying to scare you straight. Like, I think it's kind of a good thing.
No, you don't tell little kids that you think you're... like, no, it was horrifying. Like, I didn't even want to open the windows because sticks could come in.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know, I think they were right. The gayest show ever.
So, guess what I came home to today, guys?
A stick?
No. Something even better that's going to make Jeffrey scream. He's going to squeal a little
bit. A one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest?
No. Do you want to try another guess?
Okay, you came home to something that's going to make me scream.
Make it squeal.
It'll make me squeal.
It's
like
delivery.
That guy with no legs when it went flying out of that roller coaster.
Rock and chicken and waffles.
It's a delivery.
Rock and chicken and waffles.
No. So it says here.
Is it food?
You came through for us, Karen. You came through for us. Thanks for everything. Please enjoy the box set. It came in today. This came from. Ward. It is the official box set of the seasons 1 through 7 of the Power Rangers.
Shut your face.
Shut the front door.
I won't even shut it because it's here.
So you're sending that to me, right?
No, this belongs to me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I don't even have my own episode, Jeffrey. So that's season 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 6, and 7, yeah. And then I've got bonus features. So this is before it's available to the public.
Can you mail it to me so I can watch all the outtakes and send it back?
No, thank you.
This bitch. You know what? I'm not going to share my ice cream with you when I get to L.A.
I don't want your ice cream. But you want my box.
Yes, bitch, I want your box.
Well, you're not going to get it. No, I don't have any of this. I gave everything away to my mom. And then I did get, you know, I got DVD copies obviously made for my nieces and nephews. But I never kept anything. I've given everything away. So I thought, I'm going to keep this. I'm going to make sure I keep my box set.
Okay, fine. You can keep it. I guess you're entitled. But I'm just saying, when I come out there, can I watch your interview?
Sure, you can do that.
You know, that's what we're going to get taped on the reality show. What?
Just as long as none of these box sets end up missing.
Girl, I can watch them all on Netflix. My thing is all the extra stuff they put on there I can't see.
Right, that's true. So did you guys hear... I know we didn't really do a primetime update, but the biggest thing in the news was the shooting suspect from the Aurora, Colorado shooting got 142 charges.
Good. He deserves it.
And then he's like a crazy nut. Like, he keeps asking the police, why am I in jail?
Border. He's probably schizophrenic.
Yeah, with 2 dozen of the first degree murder and more than 100 other violent offenses related to the recently deadly rampage at the Colorado movie theater. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of intense. Oh, my gosh. And you know what I forgot to tell you was today, one of the crazy things, because I ordered a movie off of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me where it came from.
Where?
Aurora, Colorado.
What?
I shit you not. I had no idea when I bought it. But, like, I got the package today, and I kind of looked at it and screamed a little bit. Like, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. Like, I was like, no way.
I think for the rest of our lives, we'll know, like, that city. And I hate to say it, the you'll always think of that.
Right. And, I mean, that's what happened. Like, I looked at the package and was like, get the fuck out of here. Like, no way. Like, I almost want to go and message the guy and be like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, like, I feel like an asshole that I was, like, buying something off eBay from these people that, like, you know, their town's in turmoil.
No, they probably need the money because, you know, no one's going there to visit, not like that's a touristy town.
Yeah, yeah.
They probably need all the income they can get. We probably, everybody, if you see something on eBay and if it says Aurora, Colorado, make sure you buy it.
Buy it up.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just freaked me out. Like, I was, like, a little creeped out by it. Sorry to go off track, but I've been meaning to tell you that all day.
Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, he basically was in court today. You know, as we all know, there were 12 victims that died and 58 others that were wounded. And he got a lot of charges, which, you know, this guy's is either going to die in prison or he's going to get the death penalty. So it's just, ugh. But, yeah, but I'm happy that, you know, he's coherent enough when they asked him, you know, he said yes. And when he answered, when the judge asked if he waived the right to a preliminary hearing within 35 days, and he said yes. So I think this guy knows what he did.
I really want to know. I really want, though, a trained psychiatrist, a team of them, to go in and see if something's not right. Like,
yeah.
I just don't think you can be that crazy and do something so heinous. And not, something's got to be wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how they can do the brain wave scans and see, like, okay, like, they've said a pedophile's brain, like, acts, there's different, I don't know, way or whatever the hell it is. Like, they can see it actually show up in your brain. Like, I want to know.
Yeah. It said half of the 110 courtroom was filled with victims of their families. So they were all in there. I want the guy, you know how they have on TV where it's like SBU or Law and Order, they always have this amazing psychiatrist. We need that guy to come and question him, because I need to know, why did you do this? Like, no one knows. Like, that needs to be questioned or needs to be answered.
Paging BD Wong.
I love his character. Like, there are people that are like that, and I just think they're so fascinating. Like, what kind of person is able to do that? Like, he takes a certain kind of personality, and you got to be very patient. I mean, you're literally talking to some psychos.
Right, and like, what set him, got him to that point? Like, how do you get to that place where you're okay doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really think that there's some kind of schizophrenia, multiple personalities, something going on there, because that's not a sane person. Like, a normal person just doesn't go and do that kind of shit.
Right.
Like, you're touched.
Extremely touched. So, give me chills every time I think about it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad, though, that they are finally, you know, it seems like it's going to move along pretty quickly, and hopefully some of those answers will come out during the trial, because, I mean, everyone has a right to a trial, so he's going to go to trial. But crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely nuts.
Insanity.
Well, kids, I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done. It's been real. And if you we have a Where's Waldo search for Katrina Johnson. So if you find Katrina Johnson, tag her on Facebook, and we'll go and look and see if we can find the Where's Waldo search.
I'm
on the line.
You're here.
We found her.
Where have you been, Missy?
I accidentally fell asleep at 3 this afternoon and just now woke up.
Well, you're in time to say goodnight to everybody.
Think that we should get one of those experts to decode Mike J's brain.
Ooh, they might be there all night, girl. Mike J, he'd be thinking about all kinds of crazy stuff.
When they're done with him, they could get to me.
Yeah, that's true, right? Just continue down the line because we all got issues.
Yep, that trickle down. Tell us what's going on.
Maybe that'll be in the reality show. We'll get an expert to come and help us out.
That could be next five episodes.
I know, right? I know. It would be a journey. Man. Well, good night, everybody, right?
Good night. Make sure you go over to Indiegogo.com/unscriptedreality and please send us your money.
Yes, please. Please, please, please. We need all the support and love we can get.
We'll be back tomorrow with TikTok.
Yeah, I'm Susan Radio. It's a pleasure, baby.
Good night, everybody.
Take a little time to enjoy the radio.